So can destiny be changed? Suppose I'm going to destined to have an accident, and if I go to astrologer and astrologer tells me something, by that or by similar measures, can we avoid that accident? See, the word destiny is basically a general term, generic term used to convey the effect of factors beyond our control. So we have to be very careful about what we mean by the word destiny. See, so sometimes destiny is just seen as a equivalent to God. The will of destiny means the will of God. Sometimes it's seen like that. But usually, destiny and God are not seen together, in the sense that destiny is more a result of the workings of material nature. Based on the actions that I have done, the reactions are going to come. And now, yes, we could say the whole workings of material nature are under Krishna, and therefore whatever is happening is by Krishna's will. But quite often, in philosophically analytical terms, we say destiny is not Krishna, rather destiny works under the will of Krishna. So in the Mahabharata, there's an interesting dialogue where Drona takes a vow, and when he's made the commander on the 11th day, he says that I will have Yudhishthira arrested. That's what Duryodhana wants. So then 11th day goes, 12th day goes. At 12th evening, he's not able to arrest. Although he comes very close, somehow Yudhishthira survives. So at that time, Duryodhana starts chastising him. And he says that, you know, you promised that you will arrest Yudhishthira, but you are not arrested. So this was your partial. You know, you are too soft on the Pandavas. So he says, Duryodhana gets very angry. He said, you can see on my body the wounds caused by Arjuna's arrows. I have exerted to the best of my capacity for your sake, O Prince. And yet you are so foolish that you are ranting at those who are slaving for you. He says, only endeavor is in our hands and the result is determined by destiny. And the Lord of Destiny sits on the chariot of Arjuna. Therefore, your efforts will not be successful. Still, I'll try for your sake. So the point I'm making here is that Krishna is not equated with destiny, he is called as the Lord of Destiny. So in that sense, the workings of material nature, under which certain things are determined to happen in our life, they are called as destiny. So in this with this framework, see, material nature is not fixed. The events in our life are not literally fixed in terms like we are not literally like robots who have to function according to a particular program and go through certain things. So if you could say something like an interactive video game, in which there are certain things which are fixed. No, suppose there's a video game in which somebody has to travel and search and find some treasure. Somebody's playing the role of a detective. You take this clue, you'll be taken here. You take this clue, you're taken here. You take this clue, you're taken here. So what is determined is choices are associated with consequences. You take this choice, this is going to happen. If you take this choice, this is going to happen. But which choice we take is not fixed.
Right.
So there is a the word that is often used is, that is, we have unlimited freedom within a limited framework. So, you know, if I'm playing a video game, I may have 10 choices. I can choose any of them. So I'm absolutely free to choose which option to take, which clue to follow. But there is a framework is limited. I have only 10 choices. I cannot create an 11th choice over there. So like that, there are certain things which are fixed in our life. But within them, we have a lot of freedom. So I would say that astrologers will find it difficult to say whether destiny itself can be entirely avoided. So Prabhupada gave the example that Krishna can minimize your karma. So one time one devotee was cutting sabji for Krishna, the finger got cut. So I was cutting sabji for Krishna, why did my finger get cut? So Prabhupada said, your neck was meant to be cut, your finger only got cut. So Krishna can minimize the reactions. Now, this is with respect to Krishna intervening, but with respect to our own endeavors also, we may not be able to Okay, let's take a simple example. Say, I am going to drive a car. While driving a car, my brakes are going to fail, or my wheel is going to come off. Assuming that this is destined to happen.
Yeah.
Now, if I am traveling at an extremely high speed, it will be a much more dangerous accident. If I am driving at a moderate speed, the damage will be much lesser. If it's stormy weather and I choose to drive at that time, and then the slip wheel comes up, it will be a much bigger accident. So, if I'm traveling with someone at that time, then even if there is an accident, that person will help me. So, if I'm traveling with someone, so there are so many variables involved which can alter the impact of the event that is happening.
Okay.
So, in that sense, if you go to astrologers and we tell them, and they tell us, you're going through a bad patch now, be careful. So that be careful is basically like, there is rainy season, now be careful, take an umbrella. We cannot stop the rains, but we can stop the rains from affecting us that much. Whereas I get drenched and I get cold and I get pneumonia, other case I have a raincoat or I have umbrella, I don't get drenched so much, so I'm saved from all that. So instead of seeing it as a destiny, basically we could say is that the amount of happiness and the amount of distress that we are supposed to get from a previous life in this life, that is fixed. But the, or rather, because happiness and distress are at one level, we could say they are subject to experiences. How much I feel happy on getting something, how much I feel unhappy. We could say that the amount of good things and bad things that are going to happen in my life, they are fixed. Okay, but the impact of them on me can vary. Depending on my attitude, depending on my circumstance, depending on how spiritualized my consciousness is. So for example, going back to the same accident example. Now if I am driving cautiously and my car wheel comes off, and immediately I put a brake and pull my car aside, things could be very much minimized at that time. So the car wheel came off, but the minimization of the damage was minimal. Some other time the damage can be much more. If say I'm driving when I'm tired, I'm half asleep and I don't even notice things, can be much more. So in general, what we should focus on is on doing our duty well. So the Bhagavatam, not the Bhagavatam, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, they rarely recommend not doing endeavor in the name of destiny. In that seminar itself, I gave that example that Kamsa, when he is trying to kill Devaki, at that time, Vasudev tells Kamsa that if your death is destined, then you will not be able to avoid it. So why do you do a terrible sinful activity just to avoid unavoidable destiny? Now Vasudev does not turn that reasoning around and think, if Devaki is destined to die, why should I do all this? Anyway, she is destined to die. The reason, if you remember in that seminar, I say is that actually Vasudev is doing his duty of protecting his wife, and Kamsa is deviating from his duty of protecting his sister. So the idea is, knowledge of destiny should never be used as a rationalization for abandoning our duty. Knowledge of destiny should be used to increase our commitment to duty. And so sometimes because of some trouble, we may want to give up our duty. But then we think, this trouble is just trying to come to me. Even if I try to take some shortcuts, still the trouble will come. Let me bear with it. On the other hand, sometimes we may feel that we may be allured towards some pleasure, and we may have to give up morality, give up our duty for getting that pleasure. You think, okay, the pleasure is destined for me. If I do this, I may get some pleasure, but somewhere else the pleasure will go down, because the amount of pleasure is fixed. So better, why should I do something immoral to get it? So basically, when we come to the, when we try to come to absolute cause-effect relationship, it becomes very difficult to determine that. Say, if I'm going out now, I slip and fall. Now, why did I fall? So, was it because somebody had spilled water over there? That's why because of that person I fell. Or was it that, I was not paying attention looking at where I was walking, and that's why I slipped and fell? or say you are asking me a question, and because you are asking the question, so I was distracted, so you are responsible. You know, you could go any limits to it. So in general, once you start going to cause, it becomes very difficult to find out. So what we should focus on is the cure. And that means if I stick to my duty and do it to the best of my capacity, then whatever adversity is going to come in my life, that will become minimized. So in some cases, the accident can entirely be averted. In some cases, its impact can be minimized. In some cases, its impact will be there, but the subsequent complications may not be too much. That way we can focus on primarily on doing our duty and not worry too much about whether the destiny can be changed or not. Because it's definitely true that our future is not completely determined. Certain events in our future may be determined by destiny, but even those events, how much impact they will have on us, that is shaped by our choices, our consciousness. And that's why in general, we should just focus, not worry too much about destiny, focus on doing our part well.
Thank you.